What is up? Still studying. Happy Monday, July 26th, 2021. Brand new week. Last week of July. Can you believe it? We're going to be heading into the month of August once this week concludes. And again, wishing you a happy Monday. Hope you have a fantastic, phenomenal week. As you can hear, there's a new intro today. New music from Akira the Don to open the show. Akira has been gracious enough to let me use his music on the show. And if you never heard of Akira, you can check him out on Twitter at Akira the Don, A-K-I-R-A, the T-H-E, Don, D-O-N. Look him up on Twitter or just Google him. Check out his music. He meshes inspirational, motivational interviews with the likes of David Goggins or Jocko Willink with unique lo-fi hip-hop beats. It's great music. It's uplifting, life-changing, and I encourage you to check it out. But again, gratitude to Akira for letting us use his music on the show. And gratitude to all of you, dear studians, for reading my work on the Still Study, for listening to the study sessions, listening to the Still Study podcast. It means the world to me, and just truly grateful to you. I also want to give a shout out today to Kurt Wooten, who I had a chance to meet this past weekend in Ocean City, Maryland. Kurt is better known as Pittsburgh Dad. If you haven't checked out any of Pittsburgh Dad's work online, do so, especially if you're from Pittsburgh. It harkens back to the days growing up, being with your own Pittsburgh dad. So a lot of nostalgia there. I'll put a link in the show notes for you, but a shout out to Kurt as well. But again, happy that you're here with me today, and we're going to kick this off. We are in the heart of training camp, and there is no shortage of news right now. We are out of that dead period in July where you really have to manufacture narratives because there's not a lot coming. But now it's difficult to even keep up here on the Still Study. But the Steelers are off today before they transition to Heinz Field for the second part of training camp. And Wednesday will be the first public practice, the first practice open to the public. And that's going to be something exciting that I know that fans are very much looking forward to. And don't blink now, but the following week, the Steelers will be playing in the Hall of Fame game against the Dallas Cowboys. So things are rolling along, moving quickly. And let's try to recap some of the highlights of the things that have occurred at the start of training camp. First off, Melvin Ingram. He's going to wear number 8 this year, and he has been endearing himself to Pittsburgh fans and to the Pittsburgh media, impressing. And Keith Butler was somewhat noncommittal about how Melvin Ingram will be used. Now, some in the media interpreted this to mean there's a chance he could start and be the number 2 outside backer opposite TJ Watt, but I really don't think he meant that. I think what Butler is indicating is he is unsure of how he will use him on the defense yet. Ingram gives a lot of flexibility to Butler. It enhances his ability to be creative with the defensive schemes, and I think that's where Butler was going. The starting job belongs to Alex Highsmith. I don't see him losing that. Again, if anything, Ingram is there in the event of an injury. He's able to step in, take over without really any dip in production. But I don't think that Butler's comments were indicative of any type of controversy at the outside linebacker position. So just wanted to put my thoughts out there on that. Malik Hooker, who toyed with Steelers fans all over Twitter last week about potentially signing with the team. It seems imminent that he's going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. So that pipe dream is out the window. And then Steven Nelson, who John Clayton rumored to be returning to the Steelers, there was a lot of speculation around that, has signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. So those rumors can be put to bed. Those narratives are now gone. And who will be the next free agent that's rumored to the Steelers? We'll have to wait and see. But for now, we know that Hooker and Nelson will no longer be Pittsburgh Steelers. In other news, the Steelers released their first depth chart of the year, which really not too much that you can read into it because training camp has just begun. A few notable items to point out here, and the first is J.C. Hasenauer is listed as your starting center, and that contradicts what Tomlin said earlier when camp opened, that Kendrick Green would get the start in the Hall of Fame game. Again, you really can't read much into Hasenauer being listed as a starter. Do I think he's going to start this season as a starter? No. And again, it's way too early. This is just the early iteration of the depth chart. They're probably just giving Hasenauer an opportunity or making him feel encouraged, like he has a shot to win the position, which he does. But is he going to beat out Green? And oh yeah, BJ Finney, probably not likely. So that won't stick. But something worth noting too, in terms of the quarterbacks, is that Dwayne Haskins was listed as a third quarterback ahead of Joshua Dobbs, which is interesting. I thought that there would be some competition before that would occur, but on paper, again, very early, Haskins is listed as your number three. I fully expect him to get the majority of the snaps in the Hall of Fame game, so looking forward to that. But that's your first edition of the Steelers depth chart. If you haven't checked it out, please make sure you do so. As a result of that, and as a result of the signings of Melvin Ingram and Chaz Green, I did update my 53-man roster prediction, made a few changes. You can find that on the Steel Study. I published that late Sunday night. That will be accessible to you. And I was thinking about doing this at certain time points before. Again, I think I said the next one that I would do would be right before the Steelers would make the cuts for the final roster. But instead of doing that, whenever it feels appropriate, if there are moves being made on the roster, if there are injuries, what have you, I'm going to do an updated 53 just to stay relevant and to keep that new and fresh. So some of the changes on this edition of the 53, because Vince Williams has retired, I did keep Marcus Allen in the inside linebacker room. And the reason is twofold. One, he provides you depth at inside backer, but also versatility at the safety position. And if you know the Steelers, they like players who have that flexibility and versatility. So that is why I kept him on the roster. And then additionally, Cassius Marsh is out. I have him as a cut and a casualty as a result of the Ingram signing. So he will no longer be with the team based on my 53-man roster prediction. And again, as changes happen with personnel, I will update as we go. Another narrative gets put to bed. There was some speculation early on in the offseason that Jesse James could, in fact, return to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he has now signed with the Chicago Bears. He will not be a Steeler, which gives greater merit to Zach Gentry having a chance to prove himself in year three and to stick with the team. Oh, and speaking of tight ends, Pat Freiermuth has looked outstanding in camp, according to all reports. There's a photo of him making a high point catch, but he's had a lot of praise coming from the coaches, so exciting to see what Freiermuth can do, but the Jesse James ship has sailed. He still caught that ball. And then finally, this is a big week because the pads come on, the hitting starts, and it's going to be a much better test for this team to see what it's made of. All the preaching about aggressiveness, physicality, attacking, we're really going to see that put into action for the first time when the players put on the pads. And the players are now going to have an audience when they're practicing in front of fans. There's going to be an extra element of intensity there, and things are going to ratchet up. And who do I want to see the most? Well, really a lot of these rookies. I want to see what Najee looks like in contact, getting some of his initial carries against that Steelers defense. How does he hold up? See if he lowers the boom and plays as physical as he did at Alabama. Another name, Calvin Bundage, he's back with the Steelers. Mike Tomlin was asked about him in a press conference and said that he's a high-energy guy. That's good for a young guy to be talked about by Tomlin. I want to see what he's able to be What he's able to contribute on the field. He was a hammer at Oklahoma State, so looking forward to seeing him lay the wood. Buddy Johnson, inside backer out of Texas A&M. Love seeing those linebackers fly around. Want to see him in the backs-on-backers drill. Kendrick Green, what does he look like in his first snaps in a live setting? And then also Marcus Gilbert and Shakir Brown on the outside, those outside corners. Looking at some of the photos of Gilbert, he does look a bit thin and slender in terms of his frame, so hopefully he can hold up. Durability has always been a question surrounding Gilbert, but want to see those two gentlemen in action in camp as the pads come on and they get physical. So again, lots to cover, lots to talk about, an exciting week. So much that we're going to be bringing to you on the Still Study this week, a full-length podcast coming where we're going to cover all the angles, all the stories related to Steelers training camp, and we will be getting that to you either Friday or Saturday morning. And study-ins, that concludes this Monday, July 26th episode, episode number 59. Tomorrow will be 60. Can you believe it? We're going to do it. But as always, want to express my gratitude to you. Thank you so much for listening to the study session, read my work, listening to the Still Study podcast. You could drop me an email at thestillstudy@gmail.com and follow the study on Twitter at Still Study. Shout out again to Akira the Don for letting me use his music to open and close the show. We're going to keep that rolling. And I hope everybody out there has an amazing, spectacular, beautiful week. And remember, life is beautiful in the black and gold. Peace.